Are you tired all the time?
Yes.
I don't know any adults that aren't.
Is it the dark circles under my eyes that are giving it away, I think? Maybe.
Is it the walking like a zombie that makes you think that way? Well, a sleep psychologist is sharing the habits of the best sleepers, including taking care of what they call your sleep runway.
What?
I don't think I have a runway. I don't think so.
Your sleep runway, Matt, is... like a runway on, at the airport, you come in for a soft landing, right? You're not there. The plane is slowing down. Everything's focused on the landing. And that's what they say for sleep. They said, don't do anything stressful right before sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No electronics, no TV before sleep. Mm-hmm. It's like you're preparing your body to actually go to sleep.
So is this for like people who live alone and have no children?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering.
I don't think it's realistic, but if you're trying to sleep better, that could be, that's just saying if you don't take care of your sleep runway, you're going to have a lot of trouble.
Because Hannah and I really try to do that with Wyatt. Like when it gets about 30 minutes before bedtime, it's all right, we're going to sit down. We're not going to play. We're going to sit down. Otherwise, he will just be tossing and turning, trying to go to bed.
Yeah. No, I mean, it does make sense.
Well, most people, do you guys go to sleep with the TV on in the bedroom?
I
no.
do.
You don't, Katie?
No, we don't. I don't.
I used to. I don't anymore.
I fell asleep watching The Office last night.
They say the blue light can mess up your sleep, too. It's not that probably, it actually gives you a terrible night's sleep. But I find myself, if the TV's not on, it's almost like too quiet or something, and I can't get to sleep. And when the TV noise is on, I fall asleep quick, and then we leave the light on all the time.
But why don't you get a sound machine?
Or a fan.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a fan. It's just I'm so used to the TV on being
Same.
On a certain level.
Or a low hum of a CPAP.
Yes.
Yeah.
That puts me right to sleep.
I mean, I've tried like the brown noise or the green noise. There's all different noises now.
A pink noise. Pink noise is a good one.
Yeah. It's also the distraction of the TV. Like force on my brain to pay attention, then it gets tired.
Right. Mm. Yeah, like I'm not thinking. When it's too quiet, my mind runs wild, which leads to the next habit of... Very successful sleepers never worry in bed.
I'll just turn it off. Right. No big deal.
I do my best worrying in bed. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Where's my worry button? I always forget to shut that off right before bed. They also say get out of bed at the same time every morning, regardless of whether you slept well or not.
I've heard that before.
Because your body is on that rhythm, and you just got to keep that habit
going. They say the snooze thing is the worst thing you can do. You're tricking your body to go kind of back into sleep, and back out, you actually become more tired.
I do all the wrong things. It's like a mental thing. Like, I will set my alarm for 2 a.m. just so I know I have 2 more hours of sleep.
Oh.
No, you do.
Really?
No.
Yes. And when I don't, and my alarm goes off at 3:45, I'm like, no! But if it goes up at 2, I'm like, all right.
Ow.
You don't feel better, though, that you just slept right through the night when you wake up early?
Well, it's rare. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's not rare anymore because I got treatment for my sleep apnea. When I sleep apnea, it's the worst. Yeah, I never slept.
But I think that, though, sleep apnea or having a bladder, overactive bladder, or having children, I mean, no matter what it is that's waking you up in the night, it's still such, it's like gives you the worst feeling ever.
No, it does.
Just constantly. And like, I have to pee every 2 seconds.
Right.
And they say, don't drink water before you go to bed, but that's when I'm thirsty.
Yeah. And then you're dehydrated.
Yes. I wake up with a headache or something because I don't have enough water.
I don't think that's a good thing when you don't drink enough because you're going through a period of a long time without having any liquids and hydration. Let me ask you, you sleep with Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I do. We do sleep in the same bed.
A lot of times the different bedrooms now are more common.
My sister and her husband swear by it.
Yeah,
he snores like crazy. She cannot have any sound, light, nothing. Like, she has to have it completely still, completely dark. And so they just sleep in separate beds.
Well, before I got the mouthpiece that Jared connected me with, the doctor.
Yeah.
Sleep Med Solutions, yeah.
I would wake up, it said on my thing, a ton of times. But the big reason why I got it is because Carol was up all night because my snoring was so loud. I didn't believe how loud it was. And then they had this app that you can record, and I'm like, that cannot be me.
Yeah.
That is insane how loud that is. Like, I'm surprised I'm not waking my own self up with how loud it is.
Jason played me the thing from the app, and I was like, that's you?
We played a game with it. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Jason's snoring.
Yeah, we did Snore Wars.
But when I get the mouthpiece now and I don't snore, even sometimes when I take it out, I still don't snore because I think my mouth is used to be in the position that the mouthpiece made it in, but I grind my teeth, so I have to keep it in.
You've got a lot of issues.
Yeah. But when I leave this mouthpiece in, now I am going, not keeping her up with the snoring, but now I notice Carol gets up all the time to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And everything. And let me tell you something. I try to be as quiet as possible when I wake up. I even when I shut the bathroom door, I slowly turn the knob, shut the door, release very slowly.
Uh-huh.
An entire eruption happens every time Carol's open. And it's the most noise ever.
Yeah.
Even the one time, let's say the one time on a Saturday that I'm not ready to get up and she has to get up early, it's the loudest commotion in the kitchen, the cupboards banging, the drawer and the refrigerator and the ice machine.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And I'm trying to keep it as silent as possible.
I don't understand, because my husband is the exact same way.
Really?
That I would every morning. Mm-hmm. Every morning my alarm goes off at the exact same time. I get up. I try to be as quiet as possible because everybody's sleeping. And when he gets up before me, which happens only on the weekends, it is every cabinet, every drawer, everything, things falling on
extra
the floor,
loud.
Extra loud, unloading the dishwasher.
He's like playing drums for no reason.
I'm like, why? And
well,
then he'll say to me,
most women would not get mad at their man for unloading the dishwasher.
I'm not mad. I'm mad about the fact that I have literally, really just one day.
Right, because Sunday
day,
if you go to church,
yeah,
you don't know.
We're waking up early. One day where maybe I can sleep past 5 a.m.
Right.
You know? And so, but he'll say, well, it's 7 o'clock. It's time to get up. No, it isn't.
No.
Says who?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're not the boss.
Says who? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should do that never. When you get up at 3:30. You should say, Ben, it's 3:30. Time to get up.
Time to get up.
Time to get up.
Slamming every drawer.
Even on a Saturday, I will end up, I just naturally get up earlier. Maybe not as early as like a day like today, but earlier sometimes. And I'm super quiet for the next 2 to 3 hours if she doesn't have to wake up. And then when I kind of hear her a little bit waking up, it's a whole process. She's on the phone. I get coffee. Do you want anything to eat? Very silent. She gets up early. It doesn't matter what the hell I'm doing.
Does she bring you coffee?
No. And then
does she ask you what you want to eat?
No. And in fact, the door of the bedroom won't even be shut otherwise. She just leaves it open. So then she'll, you know, it's just a complete chaotic matter. And I'm thinking to myself, why?
I don't know.
I don't understand why. And it's like almost to the point where I'm like, is she aggravated because this is the one day that I'm actually sleeping a little longer than she is?
I don't know, Jason, but bold statement here. Our spouses are sleep inconsiderate.
Yeah, they're inconsiderate.
They are.
Real quick, let's go to Amanda. Amanda, you do something interesting or you need something, a certain sound to sleep?
So me and my fiance, we have to sleep together. And for our entire relationship, even when we weren't living together, we would fall asleep on the phone. So I got used to his snores. And so now that we live together, if I don't hear him snoring, I cannot sleep.
That is the complete opposite than most.
It could be like the same idea as having your sleep machine. You know, like you're so reliant. But the falling asleep on the phone is like the same as side-sitting. So cheesy.
Side-sitting is wonderful.
So cheesy.
I side-sat yesterday at lunch. It was wonderful.
Well, that's because they're brand new. How long have you been together for?
Amanda?
4 years.
Oh, wow, that's pretty long.
Yeah, that's a long time.
You need a sound machine.
Mm. Well, I tried a sound machine, but it's not the same.
Hey, if it works for you, it works for you.
You can find a sound something on your phone that's like snoring, man snoring.
Hey, Amanda, when this video of this segment is published or posted, make sure to look at Katie's face when you said that you fall asleep on the phone.
Please.
She could not hide it.
It was such disgust.
It was like when Matt says he likes to go to the Dixie Stampede. It was like pure judgment and disgust.
Yeah.
And
unreal.
To verbalize it, I said, just so you would know how disgusted I was, I said it's the equivalent of side-sitting. Cheesy.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, well, we were long distance for the first like couple years of our relationship,
it
worked for us.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's when you're super in love. I guarantee not many people after several years of actually living together fall asleep on the phone if they're away from each other.
They don't want to talk on the phone.
Like, you go to sleep first. No, you go to sleep first. No, no, you.
I think
no,
that, like, you. Like eighth grade's the last
time. Oh, no, we did not have that argument. He would pass out. He was always the first one to sleep.
Yeah. He's like, let me read you this poem I wrote for you.
Poem.
About side-sitting that we did today. All right. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate it.